Sundry, new funding being made available for affordable housing projects in the province should benefit rural families and individuals, including seniors in this region, says Jason Nixon, Sundry Area MLA and Minister of Seniors, Community and Social Services. Nixon announced $68 million in funding under the Affordability Housing Partnership Program, AHPP, during a press conference at the Sundry Seniors Supportive Living Facility Monday morning. The new funding will support innovative and sustainable affordable housing solutions for low-income Albertans, with public, nonprofit and private sector partners able to now submit affordable housing projects for funding until October 16, he said. The rising cost of living that we are seeing across the country is increasing the demand for these affordable housing options, said Nixon. By working together with municipal, nonprofit and private sector partners, we will ensure we can deliver a variety of affordable housing options to meet local needs. The projects that the AHPP is supporting represents a major investment in our communities to help meet the housing needs of thousands of individuals, seniors and families, no matter if they live in the city or in a small town like Sundry. Projects eligible include specialized housing, mixed-income development, and mixed-use development, he said, noting the funding will support the construction of new housing as well as renovation of existing properties. All funding applications will be assessed based on the local community needs, ability to achieve outcomes for Albertans with low income and value for taxpayer money, he said. Asked by the Alberton whether any of the new funding will go towards a new seniors' lodge in Carstairs, he said that's possible. Whether this announcement will specifically end up having an impact on the Carstairs Lodge question will be determined based on whether or not Carstairs and Mountain View Seniors Housing, MVSH, applies though this program potentially to use this funding towards that goal, he said. I met just a couple weeks ago with Mountain View Seniors Housing to discuss the Carstairs project among other issues Mountain View Seniors Housing is facing, and I look forward to seeing whether or not they think this is the appropriate direction to go for the projects they are working or to whether other avenues of funding are more appropriate. We will have those conversations with them. Monday's press conference also included representatives from MVSH, which owns and operates seniors' facilities and other housing units in the district, including in Carstairs, Olds, Didsbury and Sundry. MVSH Chief Administrative Officer Stacy Stilling said, "This announcement of additional funding of $68 million will provide needed opportunities for all of us to work together in partnerships, to do the best we can to ensure more people have access to affordable places to call home. The need for affordable housing continues to be high. The creation of more affordable housing leads to increased dignity, well-being, security and furthers positive connection in community for those we serve," she said. Asked by the Alberton if MVSH intends to apply for funding under the program to support a new Carstairs Seniors Lodge, she said that has yet to be determined. "I think we will do some planning and talking about that," said Schilling. Carstairs Councillor and Vice Chair of MVSH Marty Ratz said the new affordable housing funding is welcome. Asked if MVSH will apply for AHPP funding toward a new Carstairs Lodge, he said, "I think that is to be decided. We will have some discussions and only time will tell." Monday's press conference also included representatives from the Alberta Seniors and Community Housing Association, ASCHA, with President Arlene Adamson saying the new funding is another important step to ensure we meet Alberta's affordable housing needs. It is the second intake for applications under the AHPP. The first closed in January with $124 million in funding made available for 30 projects.